first chapter, 8th verse of Acts. Yes. I'm going to try to get over here in Ephesians. I didn't feel like getting up, Frank. But I was ready. I had something, but got to be ready.
All right, yeah. All right.
All right, all right.
All right.
You know, sometimes you just get tired of pain. Yeah. Huh? Uh-huh. It just linger on, and it won't go away. Mm-hmm. And I get these pains in my body, which I know I'm going to get pains in my body. Mm-hmm. And they just hurt, all of a sudden they're gone. I'm kind of confused. Pain over here, and all of a sudden it's gone.
Yep.
And the pain over here, down the neck, everything else, and you hurt, you kind of all of a sudden it's just gone.
Yeah. Amen.
But this pain I had here, we think it might be a kidney stone, the way it's acting. Mm-hmm. I had so many x-rays, I should be glowing. Back man, he had a hump in his back, you know, and that was his thorn in his flesh. That's what he was talking about, his pain, his sickness. If you read, you know, that's what he had. So you can imagine how he looked hunchback. You know, he'd have scared me too if I had saw him. When the saints saw him, who you said coming? Paul. He had a hunch in his back, you know, that, you know, the hunchback man. It scared me too. So we're going to have some pain.
Amen.
But in the Bible here, I just want to say, but Jesus said, but ye shall receive power.
Yes.
After which the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye shall be witness unto me, both in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the world.
The earth.
I got that.
All right. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. You shall receive what?
Power.
Power.
Jesus did something to us. Huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When he left, he didn't leave us alone.
That's right.
Because he told us earlier that he was going to send something to us. What's that?
The Comforter.
The Comforter.
The Comforter, which is what?
The Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost. That's what he did to us.
Thank you, Jesus.
He left us. He went to heaven. He made a promise. Mm-hmm. When he said he's going to do something, he's going to do it.
That's right.
And he did it on the day of Pentecost.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
When he got home, got settled in, and told the saints to go up in go to Jerusalem and wait. And they went up in a building called the upper room.
Upper room.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. We should have an upper room, but we ain't got no upstairs here. So can't have no upper room yet. Thank you, Jesus. But they went up in the upper room and they sang. And the only reason why they went up there because Jesus told them to. He didn't tell them to go in the upper room. He just said, go to Jerusalem and do what?
Tarry.
Uh-huh.
Until he comes.
Yes.
So he let them know that I was coming back. Uh-huh. They was kind of misunderstanding. They misunderstood Jesus when he said I was coming back. They was looking for him actually to come back.
Right.
Yes.
Just like he was. Uh-huh. He didn't remember that he was going to send the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, too. Mm-hmm. So when he got to heaven, I just want to say this a little bit. He did something to us when he left us. Huh? On the day of Pentecost, he kept his promise, and the Holy Ghost came.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
The Comforter came.
Amen.
Amen.
Holler. Y'all didn't squeeze me. Holler. That tired.
He fell down on them.
Say, the Holy Ghost came.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost came.
Amen. It came, huh? Because Jesus did what?
He promised.
Yes.
That's what he said.
Thank you, Jesus. He sent us another piece of him.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. He went back home, sat back on his throne, right hand, which is the word of God. And then he turned around and he came back.
Yes.
Down here, first he did the miracle with the disciples and the other folks that was in there with him. And then after that, he kept filling me with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. It's a reason why Jesus sent the Holy Ghost to us. Why is that?
To keep us.
To keep us.
And to comfort us.
Comfort us for when we what?
when we
why you gotta come for us? It's like right now, we in pain. Yeah. Huh?
We're in pain.
He knew
we
still in his body, didn't he?
Yeah.
The first thing could happen with James, you know, when you push that nail in there, huh? The first thing that came to your mind was what? Jesus.
Yeah.
That's the Holy Ghost. Jesus came to your mind.
Yeah.
He's working with you.
Thank you, Jesus.
He came to your mind. You could have jumped up and down and cussed and Lord. But you went down to your knees. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's the Holy Ghost working with you. That's how the Holy Ghost works with you. Thank you, Jesus. What you laughing at, God? He did something to us.
Yeah.
Huh?
He filled us with the Spirit.
Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes it takes a little while before we get the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
As long as you're alive, you can get the Holy Ghost.
Yes. That's right.
You got all the time as long as you're alive.
That's right.
The Holy Ghost, it came to the disciple. It was like a rushing mighty what?
Rushing mighty wind.
You know why I did that?
To be a testimony.
It did because they weren't ready.
Okay.
Yeah. It was close.
Okay.
It did that because it was ready.
All right.
Everybody now thinks the wind got to blow, the lightning got to strike them, and everything got to knock them down. Jesus, send the Holy Ghost. He work with you.
Yeah, yes.
Slow. Some people can get it right now.
Yeah.
And some other people take just a little while.
Uh-huh.
It might take somebody longer, you know.
Right.
But down the line, you're going to get it.
Amen.
You'll get it before Jesus comes.
That's right.
I guarantee
Thank you
that.
Jesus.
That's good because that's what he did to us. He left here, went home, and he sent the spirit of himself down to us.
Yeah.
Amen.
It's a reason why he sent the spirit down to us. Huh?
We can't live without it.
We cannot make it on our own.
That's right. We need him.
I can stand here and with the Holy Ghost inside of me, hallelujah, and I can see heaven.
Uh-huh.
Thank
you. Y'all listen to me real good.
Amen.
Jesus did something to us when he sent the Holy Ghost. I could picture and see God sitting on his throne.
Yes.
Y'all said, what are you talking about, huh?
Thank you,
I can
Jesus.
See how you look. I can't tell you how you look, but you know, it's a spirit. God is a spirit, right?
Yeah.
I can see him.
Amen.
I can see heaven.
Amen.
Huh? He even told us what heaven was going to be like, didn't he?
Right, yes.
In Revelation.
Uh-huh.
Diamonds and rubies and gold and all that. He described heaven. I can see that.
Amen.
You know why I can see it? Because the Holy Ghost is inside of me. Y'all better listen to me now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, brother.
How do you see that, all that? Because the Holy Ghost is down inside of me.
Yeah.
Huh? Every time I see heaven, and every time I picture God, and then sitting on his throne, and me up there, that's the Holy Ghost telling me, guiding me, you know, keeping me.
Yes. Yes.
If I didn't see that, I'd just go back smoking weed and doing all kind of stuff, you know. I can't do that because I see heaven.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I don't see heaven because it's me seeing heaven. I see heaven because of what?
The Holy Ghost.
Right.
What better power, huh, that will help you see the Holy Ghost, the heaven?
Than the Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost, right? What other power? There ain't no other power.
All right.
You know why I say that? The Holy Ghost helped me to picture where I want to be, right?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
So the way it helped me to picture where I want to be, because it been there.
All right.
Y'all catch that?
All right.
Amen.
Just think about it. You shall receive that power from heaven. That power been there. When I come down inside of you, I came from heaven.
All right.
So the Holy Ghost can tell you anything you want to know.
All right.
Amen.
What you want to know?
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Ask the Holy Ghost what you want to know about heaven.
Thank you, Jesus.
What's my number? What's my address on my mansion? I'm still waiting on that answer. But the Holy Ghost will tell me because it came from there.
That's where it came from.
It can tell me where I need to know. know.
Amen.
Huh? Jesus sent that to us and did that to us. He had to do it because we be going all kind of ways.
Yeah.
Drunk all the time. I talked to Gloria when I see those boys going up and down the freeway. We'd be like that. Down the freeway, walking the can on. Just loaded all the time. Huh? Wouldn't we? We be messed up.
We need Jesus.
Y'all go ahead and say it.
We need Jesus.
If we didn't know what we know about God, we'd be messed up.
Yeah.
People in the world is messed up.
Yeah.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
I am not messed up because Jesus sent a piece of him to me.
Thank you, Jesus.
And down says he wrote his commandment on stone.
Yeah, he writes in our
That's
heart.
What we had to go by the way back in the Old Testament, the wrote on stone.
Right.
But he eliminated the stone. Now he write in our on heart. Our heart.
Our
spiritual heart and soul.
Thank you, Lord.
It will come.
Amen.
It will come. See, sometimes the Bible said that the Holy Spirit would not dwell in an unclean temple. Sometimes it could be just one something. One little something that God wants you to get rid of in your life before he fill you with the Holy Ghost. If you don't got it, he'll fill you with just that one something you have to give up.
Yes.
Huh? He's still working on you. He's working on you because you know why? The Holy Ghost working on you because it wants you to go where he came from.
Yes.
The Holy Ghost wants you.
Yes.
The potential of you making it with God. Huh? That's why it works with you.
Yes.
But you got to talk to it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You got to talk to it. Y'all follow me.
All right.
I'm trying not to be too long. Thank you. Right. He said we will receive power.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
The most important power that we will receive from heaven will be what? What's the first power?
The Holy Ghost.
Well, the Holy Ghost. You know the Holy Ghost. Once you get the Holy Ghost, what's the first power that you receive? I'm work with y'all.
Speaking in tongues.
Speaking in tongues. Mm-hmm.
Being anointed, being filled up.
Being anointed and filled up.
Oh,
what's
God.
The first power?
First
when the Holy Ghost come down,
huh?
You should be able to see that if you talk to the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm.
Comfort you.
But no, it's one word that I want. It's one word.
Oh,
come on.
My.
Oh,
my.
Mm-hmm. You're going to speak in tongues.
Oh.
Healing.
Anoint.
Keep on. Come on, y'all. I want your mind.
Purify.
What's the first power that you receive when the Holy Ghost?
Faith.
You got faith already. Belief. You got belief already too.
Joy.
Come on now. You're getting hot.
Peace.
You're hot now. You're getting real hot. Huh?
Love.
There you go. Come
okay,
on.
Love. All right. Okay. All right.
All right.
Amen.
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 Because love comes from where?
From God.
From heaven.
Yeah.
So the Holy Ghost, when it comes down, the first thing you're going to receive is love.
All right.
Yes.
You before you got that love, you anybody say something, I look at you funny, ready to knock them out. Huh?
Yeah.
Cuss them out. Huh? But when you get that Holy Ghost, it turns you around.
Amen.
It turns you completely around.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So what's the next one you get?
Then you get the power.
Huh?
Joy.
Huh?
Joy. Come on now.
Joy.
You get joy.
Yeah.
Come on.
Comforter.
I ain't gonna mess with y'all. I'm gonna leave y'all wrong. I better not do that. You receive joy from the heaven. It comes from heaven.
Amen.
Love, joy, and what come from heaven?
Peace.
Peace.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
When there ain't no peace in the world, and it's like that now.
No.
Peace come from, that's what the Holy Ghost is.
Yes.
That's what God did to us.
Yes.
Because he knew we need it.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
We need the help. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You need the help down here. You shall receive power after what?
Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost come upon you. So I'm just saying, you got Jesus come down inside of you. It came from heaven. The Spirit will come. You know the Spirit. You will know the Spirit. Y'all hear me?
Amen.
Amen.
You
Amen.
Will know the Spirit of God when you receive it inside your soul. The first thing that happened to you when you working on receiving the Spirit, and the Spirit is working on you, what's the first thing happen?
Receiving it?
What you say? Like, why you got to? Like, say it like.
Okay. The enemy tries to mess with you.
She said, Satan's going to come. Satan's going to come. Don't be scared to talk. Yes. You're making him mad. Huh? The Holy Ghost is messing with his territory.
Yes.
The Holy Ghost is winning you.
Yeah.
Huh? So the first thing gonna come is the devil.
Yeah.
He's gonna fight you.
Yeah.
But just because the devil fight you, don't mean that the Holy Ghost left you. It's gonna stay there with you.
All right.
It's gonna help you fight the devil.
Yes.
And then once you receive the Holy Ghost, he leave you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Huh? No, yes, he do.
Talking about Satan leave you.
Well, he'll leave you for a time.
Once you receive the Holy Ghost, he will leave you.
Oh, okay, Satan.
He come back and try to leave. He come knock on the door again.
Yeah,
he come back. But he know, before he touch you, he's going to have to be like this.
Okay.
You know why?
Because he can't dwell in the presence of God.
Because of what?
He can't dwell in the presence of God.
Yeah.
And the Holy Ghost is the presence of God.
Okay, wait.
Okay.
You said part of it.
He's scared of it.
He's scared of what?
The Holy Ghost.
The power.
The power of God.
Why is he scared of the Holy Ghost?
Because that's God.
It comes from Jesus.
Yes. Okay.
The power from on high came down and got inside of you, and the devil ain't going to touch you. Because I said the glory, you know, we watch these ghost movies, you know, and stuff like that. You know, I love ghost movies.
Give them taps.
So she would not let me buy no ghost stuff. don't you bring that in here, huh? Ghost stuff, you know. Because I buy so much old stuff, and it'll come from everywhere, you know. It should be a ghost in my house somewhere, but I tell you that. I said, when I look at the pictures and the people showing all these things, the ghosts moving around and making sounds.
Oh, my goodness.
They must be scared of me. Once I bring that stuff in my house, they don't mess with me. That's the truth. That's right. The devil knows you. He know that your address is a Holy Ghost address.
That's right.
He ain't gonna come to me and mess with you.
Uh-huh.
So when I bring something over to my house, if something attached to it, it got to stay outside. They come out. No. Thank you. Because the Holy Ghost is protecting you. That's why it's so important for us to have it. And see, I still have to fight to maintain the Spirit of God in me.
Amen.
I can't get slapped, you know. I can't let the Holy Ghost, you know, get to a point that if I'm doing something and it's trying to tell me something and knock me upside the head, then I'm like a spiritual head.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, and I'm not listening, huh? So I had to come to church, huh? I had to get me some churching in, huh? I let the Lord, let the devil know I already been to the water.
Uh-huh.
I had to let him know.
All right.
Already been baptized.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the Lord gave me the Spirit.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
See, sometimes you see all these preachers preaching up here, and they preaching real strong and stuff, and you feel real good, and make you shout and everything. The devil is attacking them too.
That's right.
Huh? We just got some power.
Uh-huh.
We're supposed to have some power, but the glory won't let me go buy my thing.
She got the power.
Okay. I might want to get it to test to see if the Spirit in my house, the Holy Ghost Spirit.
Yeah.
No, she ain't going to let me do it.
It ain't
going to
happen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Got one of those little thingies.
The devil will make you think you can't get it. You're never going to get it. Yes, you will. You will. God, only Jesus know your heart.
That's
thank
right.
You.
God know your heart better than I do. You know your own. Sometimes you don't know yourself.
Yep.
Because sometimes you can be doing something and you don't know. Uh-huh. But with the Holy Ghost work with you, he know every bit of everything about you.
Hallelujah.
Huh? And once you get in that channel, you can be driving down the street and the Holy Ghost can hit you. Oh,
all right.
People think you drunk.
Uh-huh.
You hear me?
Amen.
Yeah.
The Holy Ghost hits you in. You have to be at church.
Mm-mm. Amen.
No, you can.
As soon as your soul is ready, deep down inside you to eliminate something that's holding you back, the Holy Ghost will come in.
Hallelujah.
And when it come in, you will know it.
You will know
it. Paul said right here, I'm going with his, Ephesians 3, 16 and 19. Come on. If y'all got that.
All right.
This is what happened when you did it. 16 and 19, I said, huh?
Three.
16,
19, chapter 19. Three, right?
Let me see.
Amen.
I'm going to make sure I want to read this. Oh, excuse me. I'm in Galatians.
Oh, Galatians.
No, no, it's going to be Ephesians.
It's Ephesians?
I'm just in Galatians.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. Thank you. You know, God been dealing with me about the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he been dealing with me about talking about the Holy Ghost more, the Spirit of God more, and working on receiving more of the Spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's just like when you get thirsty, huh?
Yeah.
You're going to stay thirsty?
No, you're going to get more
thirst.
Mm-hmm. If you walk around and never drink no water, what's going to happen?
You're going to die.
It's the same thing.
Dehydrate.
It's the same thing. We're being renewed all the time. That,
yes.
It said that y'all got it?
Would grant you
according to his riches,
to the riches
of his glory,
uh-huh,
to be strengthened with the might by what?
By his spirit in the inner man.
In the inner man.
Okay.
This is the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Want to read that again? That he would grant you according to what?
The riches of his
glory. To what?
To be strengthened with might.
Might.
His spirit.
By his spirit in the inner man.
That Christ may dwell in your heart by faith.
Uh-huh.
All right.
That ye, being rooted and grounded in what?
In love.
Yeah, that's, remember that love?
Come on now.
Thank you, Jesus. I think that might be the last one, but let's go down to the next one. May be able to what?
Comprehend
with
all the saints.
What is what?
The breadth.
The breadth.
And the length,
and the
depth, and the height.
I'm going to read the next one.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And to know what?
The love of Christ.
The love of Christ.
Which passeth knowledge.
Uh-huh.
That you may be filled.
Filled.
With all the fullness.
That you might be what?
Filled with all the fullness of God.
All the fullness. Now, when they say all the fullness of God, when you get the Holy Ghost, huh? The Holy Spirit of God. Inside you filled with all the what?
The
fullness of God.
So that means if you feel with all the fullness of God, I can see heaven.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Y'all hear that?
Come on.
Thank you, Jesus.
The Holy Ghost will show you heaven like that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It'll show you.
All right.
Do your hand like that. Put like that.
Uh-huh.
All right.
No, you gotta go like this. Uh-huh. You don't want to go too fast.
Yeah.
See, you missed it.
Seeing the vision. It shows you a vision.
Take that with you.
All right. Show you a vision.
That's how you see it.
Amen. Yeah.
That's how you see God.
Yeah.
With the Holy Ghost, he's showing you his word.
Yeah.
You don't understand something?
Yeah.
He opens up your understanding.
Huh?
Yes.
Amen.
You see it.
It
when Jesus
sense.
Said, I am the light of the world,
yeah.
He wasn't talking about no flashlight, no torches, or something like that. He wasn't talking about that.
No.
The light is what?
Understanding.
Understanding his word.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
All right.
That's right. Yeah. He wants you to be full with the fullness, huh? He wants us to understand who he is.
Who he
is. Back in the Old Testament, God constantly had to tell them
who he is.
Moses said, who should I say you are, Jesus?
What's
your name? Huh?
I am.
He said, I am.
Amen.
I am that I am.
I am that I am.
What kind of name is that?
Yeah.
Huh? He just said, I am, I am. He said, that's what you want me to go and tell the people? That's what I want you to go tell him. Yeah. And he went back and told him.
He did.
The God I am told me to tell you this.
Yeah.
You know, that's right. They still didn't understand it. Thank you, Jesus. But see, Jesus fixed it.
All right.
He fixed that. He sent something to down to earth to, and did something to us.
All right now.
So he don't want to be howling down here.
But Ted.
Click it on.
But Ted.
Yeah, but Ted. What you gonna do? Your bones might be hurting, but you'll take off running, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
That's right. He don't want to do that to us.
Oh, thank God.
Better change.
Huh? Hey. You hear the voice like Paul? He went through that.
Yeah.
Saul.
Fell down to his knees.
Yes.
Who art thou? God ain't gonna talk to us like that no more.
No more.
He can talk. Once he got the Holy Ghost, he never heard that voice like that.
Yes.
Because he don't have to do that no more.
That's right.
Because he did something to us.
He sent us the comfort.
He sent us a piece of who?
Him.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
The word went back and the spirit came down.
Yeah.
Yes.
Jesus said, I can't come back until I go back.
All right.
Once I go back as the word of God, you got the word now. Here it is. It's in the book.
Right. That's
if you want to know something about Jesus, here it is. Right in this book. He went and said, once I get back, I'm going to come back again.
Yes.
All right.
As the what?
The Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost. And once the Holy Ghost come down inside of you, you are part of what?
Him.
You're part of heaven.
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
Huh? You part of heaven.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I know y'all in this building have seen a vision come across you like that.
Huh? Amen.
Sometime in your life you had a vision. Y'all don't see? Ooh, we gotta have a special revival.
Yeah.
We gotta have a special revival, because that's how the Holy Ghost do. It works on you real love. Huh? I don't want the Holy Ghost to work on me. I want the loving spirit to deal with me.
Love,
that's how he do. When you hear, I told boy when I was about 11 or 12 years old, I heard a voice and said, Aaron, in my house. And my mom, I got kicked out of school so many times. And then I was suspended out of school. And I heard this voice. I tell you, he was calling me. I got him. I said, Mom, did you call me? She said, no. I thought it was the ghost. Ghost in the house that we had. The house was kind of old. But I believe to this day, it was God talking to me.
Amen.
In a whispering voice. Hey, said my name real plain. Thank you, Jesus. That's how God do. When he call your name, call your attention, the Holy Ghost will go like this. Don't go that way. It's a wreck of the road. Mm-hmm. Huh? Y'all ain't never had that experience?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Yes.
That wasn't you.
Yeah.
Huh? Mm-hmm. That wasn't you. That was God.
Amen.
Huh?
I have had visions that came exactly what I saw.
That's God.
Yes.
Huh? That's a feeling I don't
want to
lose.
That's right.
Y'all hear that?
That's right.
I don't want to. That's the Holy Ghost dealing with you, warning you.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
And dreams.
Do you know dreams? All the time. I preach all the time in my dreams. I don't get on that. I play the guitar all the time in my dreams. When I get here, I can't do what I do in my dream. I don't understand. That's the part I can't understand. You know, but it's the Holy Ghost. Huh? How many in here can raise their hand and say that they know of all the dangers that you have escaped in your life?
No.
Did I say that right?
Now, some of them are unseen. We don't even know.
That's right.
We was in danger.
Never know.
That's right.
We was in danger.
Every day, every second.
There's many of dangers that have came to across your path, but God let you go that way.
Amen,
Or it could cause something to delay.
Yes.
Have y'all heard that?
Yeah.
Traffic. Something happened.
Run back to the house and go get something.
That's it.
Turn around.
And then when you start back out, it was an accident.
You'd be like, ooh.
If I would have been there.
If I had to time that just right.
I went back home.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was driving down the street coming home in my little truck, and this lady in front of me was just, I don't know what was wrong with her. You know, she was just driving and going all in the other lane, cars jumping out of her way. And I did this with this lady for about 5 miles. And I said, oh man, somebody going to get hurt. This is what I was saying. God was showing me it's going to be an accident. This lady is going to kill somebody. I know it. I know something's going to happen. She just wobbled. And just, I was right behind her the whole time. I came this much, that close of getting hit by the car that was trying to get out of her way. Just a second or two. When she went into the lane, two cars coming, and the first car jumped out of the way. She was still in that lane, and the other car, it was going to be a head-on collision. And I'm going, you know, I'm in the middle of it. And she jerked over, and the other car lost control, and just missed my tail of my truck, but got the little car behind me.
Oh,
I was that close.
Wow.
Thank you. You saw me, didn't you?
Yeah.
That day
was coming through there.
Yes, you was coming, the traffic was bad.
Yeah.
I was right in the middle of this lady. And the spirit moved on me. And said, I said, no, you not. She took off like nothing happened. I went after.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what made me do that. I tell you,
I
went after her. I chased that lady, huh? And she got at the stop sign. I jumped out my car and I said, "Lady, you gotta go back. You caused a bad wreck down there." I told her. Mm-hmm. She looked me in the eye. I said, "You better go back. You know, it could be somebody dead back there." She took on.
Kept going.
But she didn't know I got every description that was on her car.
Everything.
And when I was driving, I was going. I don't know how I got that down. When I showed it to the highway patrol, he understood it. Because I couldn't go like this, you know. I've been in the creek. Sure did. Sure did. See? God knew. And I knew he was already telling me, driving behind her, that something finna happen. And it sure did. One lady got her neck broke and... back broke and car tore up and stuff. I tell you, it was a mess. You saw it, huh? Mm-hmm. And she, police said, if I need you, would you be there? I said, yeah, I'll be there. I gave everything. And I went to the lineup. They had a lineup thing. You know, they do pictures now.
Oh, yeah.
And I had to go back to Runner Park, the highway patrol. And looked at the picture, and I said, right there.
That's her right there.
Right there.
I knew it.
There she is.
Right there. I didn't say it. Thank you, Jesus. But God, he saved me from getting hurt.
Yeah.
If I had got hit, I was going to flip. You know, when they hit the back end of your car, I was going to flip. If I had got hit, then she would have got away. See, but what saved me?
Jesus.
Jesus.
So all the dangers... in your life,
yeah.
Do you know them?
Nope.
I don't know everything.
You don't know them, huh?
No, I don't know everything's going to hit.
When you sleep at night in the bed, do you know what's happening?
No.
I know Gloria don't, because she'll be snoring right in my
eyes. This is being recorded, you know.
Oh, no.
That's being recorded.
I got one
that just got... Just put that down. You want me to edit that out?
The devil's like this. He's like this.
Can't touch us.
Huh? Once the Holy Ghost is you, huh?
Yeah.
That's far he can do. He got a chain on his leg.
Yeah.
Go so far.
That's right.
Yeah,
got a
chain. So far.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can't mess with you. Thank you, Jesus. That's what Jesus did to us.
Amen.
He went back home and he sent us some what?
Power.
Some what?
Power.
Some power.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Uh-huh. He said, yeah. After what's the what get on you?
The Holy
after
Ghost.
After you receive what?
The Holy
Ghost. Power. What's that? What is that?
The Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost.
He called it what?
Power.
It's the power.
Power God.
Say power.
Power.
Power, Lord. Power.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Power.
Power.
Power, Lord.
Yeah. Now, it ain't the kind of power that, you know, if you ask me for $1 million,
oh,
and I go, and $1 million show up. That's not that kind of power.
Don't work that way.
Thank you, Jesus. I always say, if I had the power to zap my enemy,
yeah.
Oh, Lord.
That'll be dangerous.
You know who'll be the first one, huh?
Oh.
Now read my mind, huh? Who y'all saying? Who? You see that? You see that? I'm telling you now, I'm giving y'all something
right.
That the Holy Ghost do to you.
Yeah.
Huh?
Let
it
you
not
see.
Only will speak to you, it'll go.
Let you see.
Mm-hmm. Next one, the minute that what he showed you
uh-huh.
happened.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Did y'all get some out of that?
Amen.
Yes, amen.
I got more reading here, but I ain't going to do it. Thank you, Jesus. God gave us power.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Holy Ghost power.
Thank you, Lord.
You call it Holy Spirit Jesus. Power.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, huh? Power to overcome who?
The devil.
The devil.
To fight the devil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To keep your soul in tune with the mighty God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. In the place that you are trying to go.
Thank you, Lord.
If we didn't have the vision of heaven, we'd give up.
Amen.
That's called
Amen.
A hope.
Yes. Huh? Our hope.
If we didn't have the hope inside
yes.
of us,
Amen.
Along with the what?
Faith.
With the
faith.
Yeah.
Along with the what? With your Holy Ghost.
Yeah, Holy Ghost.
God would keep us in tune. You know, sooner or later, this is going to end.
That's right.
It's going to end.
Amen.
Amen.
Uh-huh. He said it would.
It said we're living in the last day. We found out
yeah.
that the last day started when?
After he would rose again.
After he rose again, then what happened?
The church.
Uh-huh. He said, the last day I would do what?
Pour out my spirit
upon all flesh.
So it started when?
The day of Pentecost.
On the day of Pentecost.
That's when he's poured out
we
his
are
spirit.
Living in the last
Amen.
Days.
The last, yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. And he's never, never going to reveal what day he's coming.
No.
That's right.
That's the only thing we don't have. He's not going to reveal. If
tell
he
us.
Told me huh, that he was coming on the 1st of March at 10 o'clock huh, p.m., what do you think I do?
Be acting any kind of way till that time.
I mess all my credit cards out.
Oh, boy.
Because if I told you God told me that on the 1st of March at 10 o'clock, he was coming, what y'all going to do?
Goofing off until that time.
What y'all going to do?
Do whatever he wanted to do instead.
Pray till he get here.
Yeah.
That's
what's the
good.
First thing you do?
Start getting ready to pray yourself to Jesus.
Come on now.
Okay.
Y'all do that?
Bad
stuff, huh? Y'all won't
we
say nothing until you think
that.
I'm crazy.
Hope.
You're going crazy, Aaron.
It's like kids before the parent come home.
Y'all ain't gonna believe me. The 1st of March come by, I forgot everything.
Yeah, that's how it usually go.
So that's why he ain't gonna tell nobody.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. He's not gonna tell not even angels in heaven, no.
Nope, because they probably well,
not even his Jesus. Word. Not listen, not even the word of God know when God decides to come.
Yeah.
You know why?
Because he's God.
Because the word of God know nothing until God to speak it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You don't understand that, but
yeah.
until he speak it to when he said, come my people.
Yeah.
Huh? That's when he's gonna come.
Yeah.
And we're getting real close.
Real close.
All right.
But he gave us something to wait on him for.
All right.
That's people that feel the Holy Ghost way back in this type of time. They've been dead for 2,000 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I only been living 63. Yeah, 63 coming up.
Yeah. Okay.
63 years.
Yeah.
And they been waiting on Jesus for over 2,000 years.
Yeah.
We ain't got nothing to complain about. Nothing.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. But he's coming. He's coming. He gave us the power to overcome the devil.
Amen.
I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his spirit in your inner being.
Thank you, Jesus.
So that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love.
Love, yes.
May have power, huh? May have power.
Power to live for God.
Power.
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 May have power.
Uh-huh.
Together with all the saints.
All right.
To grasp how wide, how long, and high, and deep.
Yeah.
Is the love of Christ.
All right.
And know,
thank you, Jesus.
And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that ye may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All the fullness of God while we're here on earth.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
That's what the Holy Ghost came and did to us. That's what Jesus did to us.
Yes.
He sent us the Holy Ghost, because he had so much pity and so much sorrow over us. He loved us so much, he felt so sorry for us.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. You know, God felt so sorry for us, and he came down and lived like us. I'm finna sit down. Uh-huh. And then when he left, he felt so sorry for us.
Amen.
You think you've been watching that? Spirit is up here.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Who's out there said, sit down. Who's doing it? Hey.